Traveling Wilburys are here on Wilbury Warner Brothers cassettes, compact discs, and records.
The world's weekly wait is over.
Appalling.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. The first mention of the Traveling Wilburys was on the Rockline radio show in February of 1988. Here's George.
But what I'd really like to do next is, not particularly my own album, is to do an album with me and some of my mates. And that way, we could do something which would be different and would be a one-off thing. But I would only do it if we made it good. I wouldn't just do it like as some sort of daft thing. Maybe the Traveling Wilburys. This new group I got. It's called the Traveling Wilburys. And I'd like to do an album with them. And then later, we can all do our own albums again.
The them, George mentions, are the fictional offspring of Charles Truscott Williams Sr., father to Nelson, Otis, Lefty, Charlie T, and Lucky Wilbury, and that's George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, and Bob Dylan, respectively. This lineup only refers to the first Wilbury LP, Volume 1. But after the death of Lefty Wilbury, the band reformed for the second LP, titled Volume 3. What better way to do away with the sophomore jinx? As Spike, Clayton, Muddy, and Boo, everyone except Roy Orbison. Including many guest Wilburys, everyone contributed one way or another to everyone's projects, making the Wilbury family tree a many-branched affair. This week's Vinyl Garage looks at the music of the Wilburys as a group and as individuals as this very distinctive sound spread among themselves and others. As the intro said,
the Traveling Wilburys are coming!
Baby, you're adorable.
somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been fucked up and I've been fooled. I've been loved and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools.
Intended as a throwaway filler B-side to George's This Is Love single, Handle With Care was inspired by when the guys were jamming in Dylan's studio, a cardboard box George found in Bob's garage. Warner Records thought it was way too good for a B-side, so, proving George's words on Rockline Prophetic, the Wilburys were born.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing. Got it, anything at all, you got it, baby.
pushing me around, but I stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't.
You had, I got to. and they lived in an alley under the red sky. There was a little boy and there was a little girl, and they lived in an alley under the red sky. There was an old man, one summer's day, he came passing by. There was an old man and he lived in the moon, and one day he came passing by. Someday, little girl, everything for you is gonna be blue. Someday, little girl, you'll have a diamond as big as your shoe. Let the wind blow, low. Let the wind blow high. One day, the little boy and the little girl were both baked in a pie. Let the wind blow low and the wind blow high. One day the little boy and little girl were baked in a pie.
Roy Orbison's first top 10 single in 25 years, You Got It, from 1989, and his Mystery Girl LP, featured Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne, sadly released after his death of a heart attack in December of 1988. I Won't Back Down, from 1989, and Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever LP, featured Petty, Lynne, George Harrison, and Mike Campbell of Petty's previous band, The Heartbreakers. The LP Armchair Theater found Jeff Lynne reunited with ex-ELO keyboardist Richard Tandy, along with George Harrison, and, on one cut, Del Shannon. The single Every Little Thing charted top 100, but was soon forgotten. But not here. Bob Dylan's contribution was Under the Red Sky, from 1990's much-maligned and rightfully so LP of the same name, featuring the slide guitar of George. Maybe the inclusion of Petty and Lynne on the album would have been a good idea. After Roy's death, rumors had Del Shannon taking his place, but his suicide shortly thereafter put them to rest. Although a Del Shannon-Jeff Lynne-Tom Petty collaboration titled Walk Away was found on Del's Rock On LP from 1991. And as a tribute, the Wilburys recorded Del's Runaway, but that's only found as a B-side to their She's My Baby single.
walk along, I wonder what went wrong with a love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel the pain, wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder, I wonder why she ran away, and I wonder where she will stay. My little runaway, run, 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 run,
Dell weren't the only 50s, 60s icons to get the Wilbury treatment. Duane Eddy's 1995, his twangy guitar and Rebels LP, featured three cuts. Theme from Something Really Important, The Trembler, and Rockabilly Holiday. Thank you. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Thank you.
The Wheelberries contributed to the Romanian Angel Appeal charity album with Nobody's Child, a song the Beatles, when known as the Beat Brothers, recorded in 1962 with Tony Sheridan. The Angel Appeal Foundation was created by the Beatle Wives, and the charity record was released in 1990 to benefit Romanian orphans.
As I was slowly passing an orphan's home today, I stopped for just a little while to watch the children play. Alone the boy was standing, and when I asked him why, he turned with eyes that could not see, and he began to cry. I'm nobody's child. Places just like this, with rows and rows of children, babies in their cribs.
They've long since stopped the crying, as no one ever hears, and no one's there to notice them or take away the fears.
Nobody's child, nobody's child, just like a flower, they're growing wild.
Got no mommy's kisses, no daddy's smile, nobody wants them.
Three cuts from the Wheelberries Volume 3 album. The first single, She's My Baby, Inside Out, and the second single, The Wheelberry Twist. She's My Baby featured guest musicians Ken Wheelberry and Buster Sideberry. And that's Gary Moore and Jim Keltner on lead guitar and drums, respectively. And, unfortunately, Bob Dylan on lead vocals. Not exactly his shining hour.
Neighbor. ain't green. It's kinda yellow. See what I mean? Look up your chimney. The sky ain't blue. It's kinda yellow. You know it's true.
And it's so hard to figure what it's all about.
Just on the roof,
all the jacks,
all the jacks,
in your best perfume,
in your best.
Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this week as we explore a true industry phenomena, the Traveling Wilburys. A true supergroup whose egos, can you believe it, didn't clash. The result? Two LPs of fun rock and roll. And we're closing with George's Got My Mind Set on You from his first collaboration with Jeff Lynne and the precursor to the Wilburys. It was not only the last number one for Harrison, but for any solo Beatle. It also gave George the rare opportunity to have an active single in the charts when he and the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. With the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Not zero from the machine or something.